Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Linda Sachs, from Life Design with Linda Sachs. This week, we are continuing forward in our, mine and yours, Trailblazer series, profiling ordinary people doing extraordinary things, changing our world one person, one day at a time. Today, I really do need to tell all your listeners you really are in for a treat. My special guest is Trailblazer and bride-to-be and soon-to-be, well, I guess it's a surprise, I really can't say. I don't know if I can or can't, but Victoria will let me know. She does have a surprise for her fiancé this evening. She is getting married on Friday, so she's less than 2 days away from being a married lady again. Let me share a little bit about Victoria with all of you. Victoria is a proud mother of five children. Her background is in social entertainment strategy and pretty globally marketing, needless to say. There's so much more, but not in the time that we have. I would like to say she's creative, intelligent. She's humorous by far. She has had me in stitches the past week or so. She is completely inspiring. She's driven, and she really is a true Renaissance woman who lives in Utah. She has helped companies grow exponentially by helping them also grow pretty much, as she says, emotionally. That is her specialty. I became really intrigued with Victoria and her approach to business, and I don't know if she knows this, but I've been overseeing her for a while, probably for a few months on Facebook. We have some mutual friends, and we have spoken about her all good things, for sure, and only good things. I did notice recently that she launched a project called The Lies I Tell Myself, or The Lies I Told Myself, please excuse me, Victoria, which I thought was really so genius. She had taken her business concept, which she was implementing with companies, pretty much to a personal level. Victoria and I have been trying to connect for a few months, but it was only just recently when we finally connected that I really knew and realized that in life, timing is everything. She, as I said, is actually getting married in 2 days and has so much going on, all good stuff. And what I would really like to do is have her really share her platform about lies I told myself and how it is centered around relationships, most important, the one being that we have with ourselves. She is the founder, as I said, of The Lies I, you got to help me with this, Victoria, when you come on, told or tell myself. I'm going to assume it's told because she no longer is telling herself these lies anymore. I'm going to turn to her now. I'm going to introduce you all to Victoria and have her firsthand share her backstory pretty much. That's where we're going to start, Victoria, and have her pretty much get you all up to speed. I'd really like to give her the floor on how she really has transformed herself emotionally and now is so infectious, even when I speak with her on the phone. As I feel her energy, the same thing is happening with me. So I know it's widespread. So Trailblazer, Victoria, hi, are you there?
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Thank you for that intro.
My pleasure. I've said all I pretty much have and need to say because I don't think there's any more lies that you tell yourself anymore. And if they do, they're totally lies. That I can promise you for sure.
So that's the thing. I was kind of laughing when you're going back and forth between that because it is called The Lies I Tell Myself. And the reason being that my lies were huge and enormous, but you know what? They sneak in and it's just the little negative self-talk, and it's just I've gotten really good at catching it. It's not that it will never sneak in. When I first started doing radio, I mean, the lie was popping up like, what if I suck? What if
right.
I'm terrible? What
right.
if I don't inspire anybody? You know, I might not be the right person to give this message and blah, blah, blah. And, well, those are far greater lies compared to the ones before in the beginning when it just all hit home, the light bulb went on with lies about my unworthiness.
Wow.
And I mean, just deep rooted, nasty lies. And, so the project is called The Lies I Tell Myself. And it's also so other people can see that, the lies are sneaky and they pop in and sometimes it's, usually it's pretty hidden. So I like to bring consciousness to it I've had several men come to me, and a big lie that they have is, I can't get that raise because they're smarter than me. Or
right.
I'm not smart enough to get that raise. And those are lies that are very real and they're very common. And, or I'm not pretty enough to blah, blah, blah. Like, you can fill in the blank. We women
sure. mm-hmm.
use that one all the time. I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not smart enough, or my behind is too big. It's like, what? How does that have anything to do with who you are? Well, it was a big one for me. I mean, that was my identity. I over-exercise, and the lie I told myself is who I am is what size pants I fit into.
Right.
That
okay.
was a pretty nasty one. So.
Right. You know, that's so crazy because it's you know, I've said this to you so many times, and I'm feeling it all day today, just have your vibes also surrounding me. And we realize how infectious we all are with each other, and how now 2012 for sure, so many of us that have been asleep are just starting to wake up, and it's really painful for all of those that have been awake and been through the pain. We're all on we're on pretty much a similar path at different stages. And, you know, I literally, the past few months, I have a daughter getting married in September, so we are knee-deep into this. Now, she's 28, and it's her first marriage. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
All the old stuff is always popping up. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
I have two daughters. We have at times three. But I love the whole idea of how I read up on your bio, and I learned that, and I loved the concept of working with companies and really getting them to understand that whatever is happening is really rooted on an emotional level. We're all emotionally rooted. I
Absolutely.
Love that. Yeah. When did you, you know, you're trailblazer for sure, you're bringing this up into the forefront. When did you decide to really go forward and put yourself out there with this on a personal level and still continuing, obviously, working with companies and your radio show? How did that trailblazing thing kind of, what happened? Did, like, this light bulb go off? Did something precipitate it?
I was frustrated. I'm being told by others, wow, you're so beautiful and brilliant, and you're so smart and creative, and I'm thinking, okay, well, if I am all these things, why aren't I having the success in my life that I really want? Why aren't I having all this success financially that I really want? If these things are true, why aren't my relationships even stronger? And then it hit me one day. And it's the exact words, well, it's because of the lies I tell myself. And I went, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Lies. It's the lies I've been telling myself. It's not that other people didn't see all the gifts that I have and see who I am. It's that I wasn't clearly seeing who I am. And so the lies I tell myself, I have almost an embarrassing story to share about it. But
please.
I'll share it anyways.
Pretty please. I can always. That's the best part of my show.
I was going to say, you can always count on me for juicy, embarrassing stories.
Yay. Myself. Yay and yippee. Let's go. Shoot.
Well, once I realized that's what it was, and that's what it should be called to describe what my issue was, I held on to that in silence for about a month, knowing that I needed to share it and go big with it. And because the big realization was, okay, I can't really tell anybody else about this unless I'm willing to be vulnerable and share
right.
my own lies to begin
right.
with. Like, I have to be the one to start it. And that's
right.
when I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Because I know to inspire, it's not about teaching and preaching. It's truly about being what you're talking about and being vulnerable and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, oh, crap. I get to share my dirt and
mm-hmm.
really embarrassing things I thought about myself and that I didn't care to, you know, put on the airwaves and online. And so I sat with it for a month, and it just nagged me. And nagged
mm-hmm.
me because I knew what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So then I get my laptop out and I decide I'm going to make a video. and I'm going to share the lies that, like, two main lies that I had told myself and I had let go of, you know, found the truth about. And so I make this raw video, nothing edited, straight off the webcam. And one of the main lie was the lie I tell myself is that because I'm a single mom of five, I won't attract a devoted, good man into my life.
Right.
And when I said that on the video, I got all choked up and a little teary-eyed. And so in the video, you can see that I'm like the gears are turning. And I said, oh, my gosh, I've let go of this lie, but it still hurts. It hurts that I even felt like that about myself. And then I went into the truth is that I'm a loving mom of five children, and I know how to sacrifice, and I know how to love unconditionally. I just went into all the blessings of having these children and the person I am because of that experience of raising my kids. And that video, so even with that, so it's embarrassing story number two, I sat on with that video. I could not just click upload, you know, onto Facebook right after I did it.
Right.
So that one sat for about a week. Okay. And I hovered around the upload your video button, hovering and just heart beating, which is when you know it's right.
Right.
And okay. I uploaded it and just kind of held my breath, considered deleting it really quickly, and I let it stay up there. And the feedback was so positive and so quick, so many comments, and I went, oh, my gosh, this is resonating with people.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, maybe this is something that a lot of people need to hear, not just a couple. And from that point on, I realized it was an idea to a project and now a business, even though I don't consider it a typical business where I'm selling you, you know, soda or food or whatever, because this is a passion of mine, and I've jumped into this full time.
Wow.
With the whole music side of things.
Wow. Because I didn't know.
You didn't know? Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I didn't understand. You know, I didn't understand the depths that this is something that you're really like gone into full time. So it really took a life of its own because it is your purpose.
Because it was needed too.
Right.
So I can have a love for handcrafting baskets, but if it's not needed, then I can just keep my love and do it on my own. Well, this, you know, it was important to me because I was making these shifts inside. Once I realized that so many other people were being touched by it and growing from it and saying, oh my gosh, I just found a lie that I've been telling myself for a long time. And like, that's the coolest thing ever.
Wow. You got me thinking now. That's so crazy. So you know what? So that I have the listeners that are out there and anyone that wants to call in, we have enough time if you'd like to call in at 1-917-889-3818. If not, please do listen in. And Victoria, your website is victoriawynn.com, right?
It's just vwynn.
Vwynn. Okay. Vwynn.com. Now, what happened when you, after your, you know, I know Facebook is really, you know, viral. Once you put that out there, what reactions were you getting? What were the kind of things that people were messaging you and saying?
So they were commenting publicly, which I thought was bold and courageous because, you know, on Facebook, you can read everybody's comments. And
yes.
That was inspiring to me that people were just opening up right then and there. And then other people would email me. And, you know, what's interesting is that some people would email, and one guy, the lie I told myself is that you had to be rich. You had to be rich to be a lawyer. Like your family has to be rich, and that's what he thought growing up. That's the only way you get into a big college and get to go to law school.
Wow.
And he lived with that one for a long time, and then he's now an attorney and said that the truth is, actually I helped him to figure out what the truth was, but because he knew, okay, I conquered it. I said, well, do you know what the truth is? Well, the truth is it takes dedication to be an attorney. You know, it takes forward motion and movement. And devotion to your career, it's not about the money that your family has. And he was a really neat success story that he had already gone through that particular process. And then there's another woman I remember clearly, and I've become very close to her since, that she felt that she was a failure of a mom, and she was very much in her, I'll call it stuff, you know, in her negative, unhappy, sad space when she emailed me, and she didn't see what the truth was on the other side. So I had various different kinds of people, some people knowing, well, the truth is this, because I don't just talk about the lies. I like to get people to the truth part. That's the freeing part. Once they realize I am smart enough to get this raise, I just get to create more value in the workplace. I get to work harder. I get to not fluff off, or, you know, that's, there's always a truth. And for me, with my particular lie of lie I might tell myself, because I'm a single mom of five, you know, I'm not going to attract a guy that will be devoted to me. Well, the truth is, because of my children, I am a deep and giving and wonderful woman, and what man doesn't want that? And that's what I found. Once I realized that and it clicked inside, there was no shortage of good, amazing men wanting to, go on a date.
Okay, all you ladies out there that are listening, and all you men that really go through the same thing, because, it's, you know, it's, we seem to forget. It's non-gender specific. You know, men have emotions and feelings.
No, absolutely not.
Totally just like, you know, women. And it's so interesting because, you know, the more that we look around us globally, we realize people need to coexist. The more that we're talking to other people and watching that, really globally, everybody's going through something. This past weekend was a solar eclipse. I mean, whoever I walk into and whoever I see, and the conversations are all on the same level. It's, oh my God, how do I deal with that, with what's going on in my life right now? Where do I start and where do I begin? And it's so, I loved your project so much, because we all have this tendency. It's so easy to go into our negative mind. The negative mind is where all those lies are. Yoga teaches you all types of energy healing techniques today, how to be able to try to get past the negative mind into the more through to the neutral, into the more positive mind. How do we do that? Well, you know, there's tons of different ways. People, I tell people to breathe, and they look at me and go, okay, now I'm breathing. And 2-3 weeks later, they're still in their same stuff.
So
that's why I loved your project so much, because our thoughts, you know, become our beliefs. Once we speak them and we say them out loud as truth or whatever they are, they're energetically put out into the universe, and that's quantum. So that's a whole powerful, powerful thing that we need to really stop the language.
Absolutely. And, and first step, which you know, is just to notice it.
Yes.
Just to catch it. I'd give your listeners, and I do this homework
I was
every
just saying, that's one of my questions. Amazing. All right, give some tips, some starting points, because in the short time that we have, I always like my listeners to have a takeaway. Where do I start? Something really small. Where do I begin?
You start with tomorrow morning and in going through your day, and when you catch yourself frustrated with someone, or especially angry, take a look at that. That's one of the biggest signs that I see with people that are, the lies are coming up. So when you're angry at someone, typically it's not because that guy cut you off on the freeway. It's the easy lie for that is, the lie I tell myself is, when someone cuts me off, he's a jerk, and he doesn't deserve to have a license, and he's disrespecting me.
I was just going to say, he's trying to hurt me. How is that person trying to hurt? Totally.
Yeah, he's at me. He's, you know, well, we don't know that for sure, but we certainly turn it into this big certainty. And I like to call that a lie. Explore it. See what's going on. Or if mom or sibling or boyfriend or husband just ticking you off, just take a moment and say, okay, could there be any lies in this situation that I'm telling myself?
Right.
That's where I catch mine, like with my fiance. If I feel like he's done something that wasn't thoughtful, the lie I tell myself is he doesn't care about me.
Right.
That's the biggest load of bull of a lie. It doesn't mean that. I mean, well, he wasn't being conscious at the moment, or, well, he didn't know that was even important to me. And there's so many things, but it's amazing how we, or I should say I, can jump to a conclusion, and it's based on me and fears usually, and, lie I tell myself, this was a big one for me. Lie I tell myself is if my boyfriend thinks somebody else is attractive, then I'm not good enough.
Right.
Like, oh,
I love that one. That's
a terrible one, and it's one that I've lived with, and it's my insecurities showing up.
Right.
It's not that he is doing anything wrong, or, it's my own stuff. So the homework is, see if you can catch yourself, and I would say one, but that's going to be too easy. So two
right.
or three lies.
Mm-hmm.
And just noticing it is going to be eye-opening. Like, email Linda about it. Talk about what you figured out tomorrow.
Okay. Right.
Comment, however your listeners are connected to you. Because
right.
it's really neat at the end of the day to go, oh, my goodness. I had an event a couple weeks ago, and I caught myself in a lie. Luckily, it was within seconds, but the lie was I was running late, dealing with some construction on the road and blah, blah, blah. And the lie I told myself is if I show up late, it'll discredit everything that I say. It was for
right.
this project. It was for the lies I tell
right.
myself project. How funny. And I thought, wait, I caught myself in a little lie right there. That's
right.
not necessarily true. It's just some baloney I'm telling myself because I'm freaking out about being late and I'm worrying about my image.
And every okay. single one of those lies, for all you listeners that are out there listening to Victoria, is all about self-deprecation. There's not one lie that you look in that mirror that you're not passing it back to anybody but yourself in such
yeah.
a non-loving, dishonorable, sad kind of a way that slowly but surely every day eats away and eats away and eats away and eats away. And self-love is such a huge thing. You know, it's unbelievable because there are, and that's why I was so really gung-ho and I was so thrilled when you said, okay, let's do this 2 days before I'm getting married. I'm thinking, like, what much of a better time for you to be able to just be on my show, to be able to say to people, you know what, you could be stressed out doing a million and one things, and a big, huge lie you could be telling yourself is, you know, I'm so incapable, I'm never going to get anything done, I put too much, you know, put too much on top of myself, I can't handle all the responsibilities and all the stuff that I do. Well, you have a choice, we all have choices, right?
Well,
the
biggest lie I would say that I hear, besides, you know, deep, juicy ones like I'm not worthy of love,
right.
or, but such a big lie is I don't have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times do we lie to ourselves with that?
I've been lying a lot lately.
Yeah, you know.
I have been lying a lot lately.
I think it's more fair to say, I don't want to do that today. Like,
right.
that's the truth.
Right.
Let's just be honest about it. And with this particular show, I thought, you know, I
right.
do have a million things going on.
Right, right.
But it's important to me. And, you know, you were like, it's okay, we can do it after.
Right.
And for whatever reason, my gut said that the message needs to be shared right now in this moment, Wednesday afternoon. So,
and you were
here
going
we are.
On what time on Friday, Mountain Time?
Friday
you know,
evening.
Yeah, and it was so interesting, all you listeners. I was actually dog walking, and I don't know what, Victor, we were both multitasking, and we were texting, and first we were talking, and I was actually looking at my cell phone, trying to get into my schedule, offering her other choices, and she was so insistent that I wanted to be that day, and I kept thinking to myself, why is she doing this to herself? Like, this is not self-loving, and it just hit me just now in what you said. That's why I think so much of the trailblazer and the trailblazing in you, that really is so infectious, and it just is so you and who you are, which makes it so much more impactful and positive in every which way, is I just watch and I just myself just see through the social media on Facebook and the reaction that people have from you. And it is infectious, all you listeners out there, because the one thing Victoria is authentic. She is 100% authentic. When you had the choice, we were 3 minutes into the show and my producer said, "Where is she?" And I was thinking to myself, all right, I'm just going to text her because I know she's going to be there, because 2 hours ago I got text. Am I calling you now? And I'm thinking, no, you're totally on a different time zone. This poor girl, she must have a to-do list longer than God today. But, you know, it's working for you. That's my message. This really is working for you. So how has your life, your own personal and family life, changed since you launched this Lies I Tell Myself project?
Oh, my goodness.
That.
So I'll just give you a short list.
Okay.
I've attracted people into my world that I have been wanting to work with for years. Literally, I would send an email, "Hey, I just want to tell you what I'm doing," and, you know, on various other things I was on part of. There is something about this project that is attracting phenomenal people.
I love that.
And that's been really big because I have so many reasons for the because, that attracting amazing people such as yourself. And
thank you.
I get to have music in my life, and I wasn't sure how that was all going to work out. And what I figured out is I'm pretty darn good at co-writing music.
Wow.
And that was really neat.
Wow. So, did that come, and this came from your, I'm going to try this project because I've always been like a wannabe singer, and in LA the one thing you don't do is think that you're going to be a superstar when it comes to singing. So I'm going to put some Lies That I Tell Myself on Facebook in your honor tomorrow. I know you're going to be busy because you're getting married the next day, but I'm going to start putting a few of those lies up there just for liberation and see how it works.
Yeah,
I'm going to do my homework that you have
given. Absolutely.
That's amazing. We have 3 minutes left. In the 3 minutes that are left, I know that this beautiful man came into your life, and yes, you have 5 children. Other than your Lies project, were you doing any manifestation? Were you doing mantras, other things, or were you really focusing on your project, and do you really believe that that's what really attributed to, I mean, this turnaround? I mean, here's a man, and you have 5 kids. That's a pretty tall order. That's a huge plate. He must be an amazing guy, but he sees the beauty in you, because I know your energy is just, it's just amazing. What was that like for you?
Well, I've been working in the self-awareness, self-help, self-mastery area for several years now.
Okay.
And that's actually how he and I met. We met in a training. And it's funny how we meet doing things that we love. And then he and I really started falling in love on a 5-day service project for Navajo people on the reservation living in poverty.
Yeah.
And he and I, that's where he and I really connected. And so he's very similar to me and all about awareness. And why do I do what I do? And why do I say the things that I do? And why do I treat people the way I do? Those are my 3 big questions that I love to explore with people.
Wow. In 90 seconds, I only wish I had an hour with you, of course. I know that we will definitely be touching each other's lives again real soon. I want to wish you the most beautiful wedding ever. I'm sure it will be absolutely gorgeous with your 5 most beautiful children. I want to wish you a beautiful, happy, and a healthy life together. Can you just tell people how they can reach you, learn more about your project, and congratulations.
You know,
as those Jewish people say, mazel tov, and a happy and healthy life to you, and thank you
so much
for inspiring and being a trailblazer today.
You are welcome. You know what? Hop onto Facebook. That's where I would say things are most hopping and busy.
I love that.
Get on the Facebook, and at the top, at the search bar, search for Lies I Tell Myself. And it will come up, and you'll see videos, and you'll see me very authentically bringing up the latest lie I've got going on.
Well,
I'm
going to put up my lie tomorrow, and I'm going to make sure that for sure if it's anything that you get tagged, so you'll know what that is. I want to thank you so much for coming on my show. It's a pleasure. I just love when your energy surrounds me. Thank you. For all the listeners that are out there, you can see videos, you can hear the podcast. from today's show on my website at lyndasacks.com, lyndasacks.com. I want to wish you all a beautiful week. We'll head into our next trailblazer next week. I have Erica Watson on my show. She is a young, rising, and trailblazer in her 20s at the Future Generation, and I absolutely love to do that. So once again, Victoria, all my love to you, and have beautiful wedding, and be safe.
I will. I get
all
to
right,
walk on fire
care.
Now, so I'll
all
talk
right.
to you soon.
All right, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.